What a joy it is to speak to you about the things of God. And this is the first of the series of what we believe and why we believe it. And if it's the first in a series of things like that, then naturally the first thing that we would talk about what we believe and why we believe it is the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible being the very absolute word of the one true living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Father of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And because all of creation manifests the goodness and the wisdom and the power of God, men are going to be left without excuse. So this is a very foundational part of what we believe. What I'm going to do is express what we believe regarding the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible, the very Word of God, what we believe about it, and then I'm going to give you a list of Scriptures that I believe support these things. And it's my prayer that the Spirit of truth that may be within you as those Scriptures are read would quicken within you the truth of the things that I'm about to tell you. When you hear the Scriptures, I invite you to listen carefully. I encourage you to just perk up the attention of your ears and listen to those Scriptures. Listen to them carefully and see if you get that witness of the Spirit of truth in your spirit that the things that I'm about to tell you are indeed very true. And because men are going to be left without excuse because of the way God's creation shows His goodness and His wisdom and His power, this is extremely important. But all of the works of the Creator's creation are not sufficient to give that knowledge of God and that knowledge of His will, which is necessary unto salvation. And that's the reason that it pleased the Lord that at sundry times and in diverse manners to reveal Himself and to declare His will to His people by His servants, the prophets. Holy men of God were given by the Holy Spirit of God to bring forth the Word of God. And these words of God have been preserved by God's will and His promise to propagate God's words of truth. God's will and purpose for giving and recording and preserving His word is for the more sure establishment and comfort of His people against the corruption of the flesh and the malice of Satan and the evil of this world in which we live. The word of God is given fully in the written record of the received text, the textus receptus of the authorized Holy Bible. The King James Version is the authorized, very full and complete, true word of Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And this makes the Holy Scripture to be most necessary. The former ways of God's revealing His will unto His people are now ceased. Any communication of God to His people now must be tested and verified and proven to be in absolute accord with the Holy Bible, the King James Version only. And that's the only authorized version for English-speaking people. Under the name of Holy Scripture, or the Word of God written, are now contained all the books of the Old and New Testament, which are these. In the Old Testament, we find Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Songs, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. And in the New Testament record, we have the Gospels according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the Acts of the Apostles, Paul's epistles to the Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, to Philemon, and the epistle to the Hebrews, the epistle of James, 1 and 2 epistles of Peter, the 1 and 2 and 3 epistles of John, and the epistle of Jude, and the Revelation, all of which are given by inspiration of God to be the rule of faith and life. The books commonly called Apocrypha are not a part of divine inspiration. They are no part of the canon of Scripture and are therefore of no authority in the Church of God, nor to be of any other way approved or made use of other than any other human writings. The authority of the Holy Scripture, for which it ought to be believed and obeyed, depends not upon the testimony of any man or church, but wholly upon God. Completely, that authority is God's authority, because God is truth itself, the author of truth, and therefore it is to be received, because it is the Word of God. We may be moved by the testimony of the church to a high and reverent esteem of the Holy Scriptures and the divine origin, the effectiveness of the doctrine, and the glory of the style and the agreement of all of the parts and the scope of the whole, which is to give all glory to God. The full discovery that it makes of the only way of man's salvation, the Holy Bible, and no other book or teaching makes the only way of man's salvation so clear. There are many other unrivaled qualities of the Holy Bible. The entire perfection of the Holy Bible gives abundant evidence of itself to be the Word of God. And yet our full persuasion and assurance of the infallible truth and divine authority of the Holy Bible is from the inward work of the Holy Spirit, bearing witness by and with the Word in our hearts. Now let me read to you the Scripture proof text for the statements that I've just given about how and why the Holy Scripture, the received text of the King James Version for English-speaking people, are the very Word of God. Listen carefully and see if the Holy Spirit of God does not bear witness within you that the Holy Bible is the very Word of God. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, that thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known unto thee this day, even to thee, have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. It seemeth good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, O most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of Scriptures, might have hope. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Then Jesus saith unto him, Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And when they shall say unto you, Seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God? For the living to the dead? To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. For this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My Spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. And that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. That you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. As it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor the ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Judge in yourselves. Is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Doth not even nature teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him? How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. Let all things be done decently and in order. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other scriptures, under their own destruction. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you? Except I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine. So likewise ye, except you utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you shall speak into the air. And therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all. He is judged of all. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I will return, and will build again the tabernacle of David which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. After that, Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers. I do hope that those scriptures ministered to your spirit and were quickened by the Spirit of truth. And I do hope that we could find agreement that the Holy Bible, the authorized English version, the King James Version, is indeed the very Word of God. And in all our getting, the Scripture tells us, get understanding. And Jesus tells his friends that they will have understanding from him by his Spirit. But you know, we don't have to understand. The only thing we have to understand is this, and this is why this is the first of our series of what we believe and why we believe it. All we have to understand is this, that God said it. And if God's testimony, and God cannot lie, that's the only thing he cannot do, and if God's testimony is that this is his word, we don't have to understand beyond that. Whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it or not, whether we understand it or not, because God said it, we must obey it. We must do it. And in time, if we will obey, we will understand. And be sure of this, there are always blessings associated with obedience, and we suffer from disobedience. The effects of sin are all around us. All suffering is the result of sin. And if you do have any questions at any time, you can call us, because this is your radio station. You can call us at 885-4433. It's a local call. So if you do have any questions, we're hopefully going to be able to give you answers of truth from the book of truth, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, the authorized King James Version. And you can call us 24/7, any hour of the day or night. And we'll try and share truth with you as God gives us grace by the Spirit of truth. This is your radio station. And we invite you to call at any time. Before we finish this first part about the importance of recognizing the Holy Bible, the authorized English scriptures, the King James Version, how important that Holy Bible is, the obvious question is sure to going to raise up in many minds in these last days of strong delusion and great apostasy, when the mystery of iniquity is about to become full. Why are these authorized King James scriptures so important? And why are there so many Bible versions? Why is the King James Version better than the other ones? Why is that the only one I should use? Aren't the new versions easier to read? Is it really important? Yes, it really is important. First of all, we should understand that God, by His Holy Spirit, can and does work through any and all of the various Bible versions. Second, if there are clearly differences in the various versions, we should know, it's important to know why there are differences. God does not change. God honors His Word above His name. God tells us that the only thing He cannot do is lie. We know all liars will have their part in the lake of fire known as hell. So what is the truth? There's been some excellent work done recently on this subject, and the standard on the subject would be Riplinger's book by the title of New Age Bible Versions. This 700-page book will give you the answers. And this is a tremendous reference resource Don't pay any attention to the bad press on this book until you've actually looked it over for yourself. And don't expect it to find it easily in, quote, Christian bookstores either. It tends to put a damper on Bible sales. They may have books deriding Ripplinger's book. However, when you see Ripplinger's book for yourself, you will have a skeptical view of any of its famous detractors. I would recommend it being in the library of any serious Bible student and teacher. If you ask for it, they may have it under the counter, or they will order it for you. Why? What's the purpose of all the new versions? If you like direct, straight answers, one sure reason for all the different versions is money. The truth regarding easier to read is also surprising. There is one version which is not copyrighted. Only one version is not copyrighted. There is only one version in all the versions out there where you can show an occultist that Lucifer is the devil. There is only one Bible, one Holy Bible, that is not copyrighted. Do you suppose the Word of God should be copyrighted? There is only one version that you can show from the Bible that Lucifer is Satan or the devil. I'm going to share some things from a wonderful little 75-page fact-filled book by Chris and Kelly Maxson. And its title is Versions of Deceit. The book is available through the Overcomer Ministry of Brother R.G. Stair in Walterboro, South Carolina. And it's also available through the ministry of the Southwest Radio Church in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. You could also email Chris and Kelly. And their ministry is called Eye of the Storm Ministry. Their email is eotsm@aol.com. Why is it so important? The promise of God never changes. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change, and God honors His word above His name. His name has to do with His character. He gives us His word. When we want to establish our word, often we may use the phrase, I swear. As Christians, we really shouldn't ever have to do that. Jesus tells us Christians that our character should be such that our yes is yes and our no is no, and everybody should know that without ever asking us to swear. How many have ever heard someone say, I swear on a stack of Bibles? They're trying to authenticate their word. God swore to authenticate His word. He could not find anything higher, better, or greater than Himself, so He said, I swear by myself that my word is yea and amen. We can depend upon the Word of God. When Yeshua, Jesus, came, He came as the truth. Literally, He is the truth in a person, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the revelation of the covenant of God. He is the Logos, or the living Word of God. Our salvation is based on the covenant. Yes, it's much more important than the writers and most sellers of these modern versions want you to know. Your very salvation could be jeopardized by the shocking truth regarding the new versions, or as I like to say, perversions. The truth is shocking even to those responsible for some of the best-selling and most popular version perversions. The New American Standard Version is one of the better and more popular of the new versions. And the following comes from the page right before the table of contents in the third edition of Ripplinger's book, New Age Bible Versions. The following is the confession of Dr. Frank Logsdon, who is the co-founder and chief editor of the New American Standard Version Bible, which is one of the better of the modern translations. Now, this man is a true scholar. He has credentials as good or better than any scholar alive today. That's Dr. Frank Logsdon, and he was indeed the co-founder and the chief editor of the New American Standard Versions. Listen carefully to what Dr. Logsdon has to say. I must renounce under God, every attachment to the New American Standard Version. I'm afraid I'm in trouble with the Lord. We laid the groundwork. I wrote the format. I helped interview some of the translators. I sat with the translator. I wrote the preface. I am in trouble. I cannot refute these arguments. It's wrong, terribly wrong. And what am I going to do about it? When questions began to reach me at first, I was quite offended. I used to laugh with the others. However, in attempting to answer, I began to sense that something was not right about the New American Standard Version. I can no longer ignore these criticisms I'm hearing, and I can't refute them. The deletions are absolutely frightening, and there are so many. Are we so naive that we do not suspect satanic deception in all of this? Upon investigation, I wrote my very dear friend, Mr. Lockman, explaining that I was forced to renounce all attachment to the New American Standard Version. The product is grievous to my heart and helps to complicate matters in these already troublous times. I don't want anything to do with it. The finest leaders that we have today haven't gone into it. The new version's use of a corrupted Greek text, just as I hadn't gone into it. And that's how easily one can be deceived. I'm going to talk to him, Dr. George Sweeting, the president of Moody Bible Institute, about these things. You can say that the authorized version, the King James Version, is absolutely correct. How correct? 100% correct. I believe the Spirit of God led the translators of the authorized version. If you must stand against everyone else, stand. Dr. Frank Logsdon, co-founder and chief editor of the New American Standard Version Bible. Now there you have it. From a greater and more knowledgeable scholar than any of us will ever be. If you must stand against everyone else, stand. The following are some abbreviations of some of the modern perversion versions. You have the NIV, the NASB, the NKJV, the NRSV, the NAB, the NEV, the REV, the MEV, the RSU, the CEV, the GNB, the Living, the Phillips, the New Jerusalem, and the New Century, and several other new ones each year. There are actually two different types of manuscripts from which Bibles were translated. History proves that in the year 307, Emperor Diocletian, who was a sun worshiper, was responsible for burning of scriptures, the original manuscripts, which made it possible for later emperors to formulate their own version of Christianity. And that's why there is a difference between the King James Version and other modern version perversions of the Bible. The modern versions are translated from different manuscripts. The two manuscript types are referred to as the majority text and the minority text. The King James Version is translated from the Textus Receptus, or what is also known as the majority text. And over 95% of all ancient manuscripts in existence agree with these majority texts or Textus Receptus. They agree with each other 100% of the time. Remember, God does not change, and God is not the author of confusion. The modern translations form the minority text, the Alexandrian, which the Vaticanus and Sinai Actus are used. And they do not agree with each other. Even each other, they don't agree about 3,000 times in the Gospels alone. And this is the cause of the many contradictions. Again, who is the author of confusion? It was in 1516, when Erasmus, a Dutch scholar, compiled and edited and printed the Textus Receptus. The Textus Receptus is now known as the majority text, and that established him as the major classical scholar of his generation. The Textus Receptus, or received text, is the text that the Protestants of the Reformation knew to be the inerrant and infallible Word of God. His works combined piety and scholarship in an attempt to reconcile faith and reason and to bring together Christianity and the culture of ancient times. He was sharply critical of the corruptions of the church, and he strongly stood against the Nicolaitan spirit, which the Lord Yeshua tells us twice in Revelation that he hates. Erasmus did not repudiate the past in a blaze of reforming passion, as Luther had done. Although his work appealed to leaders of the Reformation, Erasmus was drawn into conflict with them. He engaged in hot arguments with Luther. His methods of reform were always through gentle reason, toleration, and honest scholarship. He's noted for his strong stance against the superstition and vulgarity and foolishness of his day. Among his targets were grammarians and lawyers, logicians and sophists and scientists and theologians and clerics. He was a most dedicated disciple of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. What do we know about the authors of the minority texts upon which all of the modern translations are based? The most shocking truth is that the manuscripts used for the modern versions were put together by Luciferian occultists by the names of Westcott and Hort in the 1850s. Riplinger's book in pages 616 through 629 shows that these two men were Luciferian occultists without a doubt. They were into esoteric clubs, contact with spirits of the dead, and many other Luciferian activities while they were deciding what did and did not belong in the Bible. Now, if it represents good scholarship to use manuscripts put together by Luciferian occultists, then let me say one of the few Greek words I know, megenema. God forbid, may I never be a scholar. Either the majority text or the minority text is the inerrant Word of God. Both cannot be, because they do not say the same thing. The words in the King James Version, the majority text, are all accurate, as they all agree with the structural integrity of the other scriptures written throughout all of the Old and New Testaments. Only now, with the emergence of new Bible versions, is there so much doubt and confusion permeating in the church. By mixing the two texts together, the majority and the minority, the Bible has now been corrupted and is filled with inconsistencies. And that's why, in some places, the new versions have scriptures which agree within themselves, and in some places where it doesn't. It's a mixture of truth and error. But who is benefiting from these corruptions? While the majority text manuscripts agree with themselves 100% of the time, the minority manuscripts are filled with contradictions. Again, I ask you, who is the author of confusion? Who is the father of lies? It is, to me, wonderful how God gives to his uneducated children a simple book where we can correct the errors in the manuscripts of the scholars. Indeed, you can correct many errors of the great Greek and Hebrew scholars with your King James Version. It must be important to God that his children speak and believe the same thing. If not, he would not have put this in his word. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Listen carefully. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. God's word is too precious to have been kept secret for years. What good would that have done his children? No, God has kept his word preserved through every generation as he promised in the Bible. He is a just God and gives everyone a chance to accept the knowledge of him through his word. Are the new versions easier to read? No. Studying the King James Version in comparison with the newer perversions, one will quickly see that the King James Version is shorter, simpler, uses fewer words, and is exactly to the point. The King James Version, compared to the New International Version, has a grade level reading level of 5.8, where the NIV is 8.4. In other words, a fifth grader can read the King James Version, and you've got to be an eighth grader to read the NIV, according to the Flash Kincaid Research Company. With over 64,000 words deleted and up to 36,000 changes in the new versions, there will be a substantial loss in the quality of spiritual life by using a new version per version as your daily reading Bible. It will be very difficult to memorize Scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7 really makes it very plain. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. That's how it is today. People are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. What is truth? Truth is the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the living Word of God, and Jesus Christ is truth in a person. And that's what we need to know. We need to know the truth. Do you know Jesus, or do you just know about Him? You need to get to know Him. Now, in case you don't know, and I'm sure you've figured this out by now, but Satan, or Lucifer, is the author of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. Satan, Lucifer, the devil, is the author of confusion. Years ago, when I would minister the gospel every day in prison, the Lord showed me something about the translations, which I only fully understood recently. I witnessed the Lord do tremendous miracles every day, including raising the dead to get the attention of the men. No one can deny the manifest power of the living God. And in the course of about 18 months, everyone was saved, including the guards, who were guards only so that they could beat men with impunity. Most of these men were totally illiterate. Some could not read a stop sign. I would give them a Gideon King James Version New Testament. And within about a month after being saved, I could ask any of them to stand and read a verse in assembly, and they could read it just fine. If I ever asked them to read from a New International Version or a Modern English Version, they just couldn't do it. Literally hundreds of times I saw God supernaturally give a gift of reading of His Word. And that gift was only given in the King James Version to my knowledge and experience. And now I know why. Again, I think it's wonderful how God gives to His humble children a simple book where we can correct the errors in the manuscripts of the scholars. And indeed, you can correct many errors of the great Greek and Hebrew scholars with your King James Version Bible. Now, I don't want to bore you with statistics, but I do want you to understand that I am trying to give you truth as best I can by the Spirit of Truth. And a few statistics might be helpful for that understanding. Most people believe the new versions are just harmless updating of words made easier to understand. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth. The new versions take out and add thousands of words. And it's all done for money with subtlety. The average reader would never know the difference. But let me just give you a few examples. These new versions will omit anywhere from 2 to 17,000 words. They often eliminate whole verses of the Bible. Some of the most powerful verses in Mark are at the end of chapter 16. And these guys are so deceitful in how they make their footnotes. You can't find it, but in small print in the footnotes, they have a note. Some manuscripts include the following verses, and then they give those verses to you. Now, what does that lead you to believe? That correctly, you wouldn't find those verses? No, it's just the opposite. Over 95%. It's not some. All but 5% of them have those verses that they've removed. And there's as many as anywhere from 16 to 25 verses, whole verses removed. from these new translations. And you'll find that often they're some of the most powerful verses in the Scripture as you engage in spiritual warfare. Some other important words. And we're talking New International Version, American Standard Version, the Revised Standard Version, the New King James Version. They all have the same problem. They don't agree. Sometimes they say exactly opposite. But the word Christ is omitted anywhere from 25 to 120 times in these different versions. The word Lord is omitted anywhere from 66, but more like an average of over 300 times in the new version perversions. One even omits the word Lord 2,368 times. Jesus is omitted anywhere from 50 to 60 to one version omits it 1,000 times. God is omitted anywhere from 50 to 80, 100, 400, 800 times in one version. Godhead is totally removed from all of the new version perversions, except instead of three times like it is in the real Textus Receptus majority text, in the New King James, at least they got it once. But the other versions admit the word Godhead altogether. Now, that's not an unimportant word. And again, Lucifer is totally omitted from all version perversions. You cannot take any Bible but the King James Bible and show someone that Lucifer is Satan, the devil, except the King James Version. Devils, that word is omitted on the average of about 80 times in the new version perversions. The word hell is eliminated on the average of about 40 times in the new version perversions. Heaven is omitted about 100 times on the average in the new version perversions. Damned or damnable or damnation is omitted completely in some version perversions and usually about 15 times. The word blood, isn't that an important word? I think so. On the average, it's 20 to 40. One version has 175 times that they've taken the word blood out. Salvation, it's admitted anywhere from 20 to 40 times. The word of God, it's admitted 10 to 20 to 30 times. The word of the Lord, one version admits it 236 times. On the average, I'd say it's more like 20 times. The Lord Jesus Christ, that is omitted on the average about 25 times from the New International, the New American Standard Version, the New King James Version, the Revised Standard Version. And so that's why we tell you that you should use the authorized English scriptures, the King James Version only. By the way, that's the only translation which has been sprinkled by the blood of the martyrs, for what that's worth to you. And I hope you enjoy this message, and we will get on to other things about which we believe, but the first thing regarding what we believe is the integrity of the Holy Bible, the integrity of the Word of God, the very living Word of God is Jesus Christ. He is the Logos, and we must get to know His Word. It's not just knowing about Jesus. We must get to know Him, and we do that one way, by faith. And the Bible tells us, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So read the authorized English scriptures and get to know Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the living Word of God. Really get to know Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua.